Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, USDA recently released the state-level statistics from the 2012 Census of Agriculture. Let's take a closer look at what they revealed for South Carolina.
Yeah, if you look at it, they'll tell you we have a changing industry, some positive, some negative, some otherwise. That's the purpose of this census, is to get a feel for the direction your industry is taking in a number of areas. And, you know, you start with total farms and sizes and acreage and incomes, and then you sort of break it down into categories, farms owned by younger folks, older folks, men, women, all that type of thing. So it's really a great resource to help us in the Department of Agriculture see how we focus to always keep our industry on the upswing.
Well, and you know, something interesting about South Carolina is that they have once again, as a state, bucked a national trend, and that is an increase in farming acres and an increase in farms.
Well, you're right. Our farm numbers might, I think, a little bit down from 07 to 2012, but they're up from 10 years ago. But also, you just made a great point. For two decades in South Carolina, we lost about 30% of our farmland. But for the last 10 years, our farming acreage has increased by nearly 100,000 acres, 82,000 since 2007, and really won't be long until we can work to get it back to 5 million acres, and that's just sort of a great benchmark for us.
Now, let's talk a little bit about how those individual farms are changing. You had a little change in what's being grown and or raised on those farms.
Yeah, you're right. People always say, where are peaches? Where's tobacco? Where's cotton? I mean, the rankings, our mixtures is quite different. But when you look at the census, you just see how many people are involved and what types. And it gets you a feel for which part of the state does what. But if you think about cattle farms, a lot of part-time cattle farms, but there are over 8,100 in the state. Then the dairy farms naturally are a little more labor-intensive. I think they're less than 100. It says 193, but being a dairy farmer, I don't know where they got that number. It must be somebody with a cow tied to a tree or something. And then, but your poultry operations are increasing. It's just a reflection of where the industry's headed. Poultry's our largest crop, one of our largest exporting products. So the census sometimes verifies what we know, but tells us a little bit more as well.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.